For over a century, Johnnie Walker has shared its bold spirit with the game of golf. Now, that legacy continues with reimagined classic cocktails like the Keep Walkin' 18, a fresh whiskey twist on a timeless mule. Few pairings are as enduring as scotch and golf. For cocktail recipes and more, visit johnniewalker.com/clubhouse. Toast the new era of golf with Johnnie Walker Black Label. Shop now at thebar.com and discover inspired cocktails at johnniewalker.com/clubhouse. Perfect for the 19th hole or your home bar. Please drink responsibly.
McCormick knows unbeatable flavor starts with the right spices. It's why we created Flavor Sealed. So anytime you peel back the seal of McCormick herbs and spices, you can be confident they will pack the same amount of flavor as the day they were packed. The kind of flavor that brings out the best of your favorite recipes and keeps everyone coming back for seconds or maybe even thirds. McCormick, Flavor Sealed for unbeatable flavor.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse, and thank God for 61-yard field goals by Lucas Havlicek. Check, cheek, choke, 35. As Jaden Reed's tweeting, he doesn't even know this guy's name. I'm Bart Winkler, reacting to the Packers beating the Arizona Cardinals 27-23, and thought for a good chunk of the game that when I did log on from my basement, that we would be talking about a Packers loss. But the Cardinals, unfortunately, have their own demons a little bit worse than the Packers have their own demons. Cardinals were a team that started 2-0, and they have not been able to close out football games. This was another example of that. I did title the video, Packers Overcome Shaky Defense, Penalties, and LaFleur. Let me start at the bottom and work my way back. First of all, Matt LaFleur. Plenty of things that I would have griped about. My normal LaFleur griping. I thought that his halftime interview, he was teary-eyed once again. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, we all act different ways, and you don't want to read into how you hear everybody talk, but he's always quivering. And looks like he's going to cry. And that's a big deal for me. I wish it wasn't, but it is. Based on that alone, I don't think we're going to win a Super Bowl based on halftime interviews alone. We've judged our coaches and players on less, I think. So that's fine. But when they had a 4th-and-2 and we're going to kick the field goal with about 2:34 left, they sent out the field goal unit, and he called timeout, and then Jordan Love and the offense went back out there. He'll talk as I'm doing this, but I'd love to hear the explanation for that because it doesn't really make any sense. Now, I'm glad that he had the offense go. I mean, even if they kick a field goal, defense tells us to get a stop. It looked like we probably would have lost on a field goal. If the drive that the Cardinals had materializes the same way, Packers probably lose on a last second field goal. So they brought out the offense. Jim says aggressive call and kudos to him. I think the issue that a lot of us have with the call is make it right away. Because then by burning the timeout, you've wasted a timeout if you don't get it. If you don't get it, you got a couple of timeouts in the 2-minute warning, but you've wasted that timeout, so you're going to get the ball back with less time if you do get the ball back again. So, yeah, they ended up, I mean, this is my classic rewarded for bad behavior situation, is what that is. This is my classic, they got rewarded for bad behavior. He should have just been confident enough to put the offense out there. Unless, look, I'm not an NFL head coach, as much as I try to think I could do it. I'm not an NFL head coach. Maybe this was their galaxy brain move. Like how Patrick Mahomes is getting so much credit for being like, this play never works. Snap, first down. You know, maybe LaFleur is like, if I send out the field goal unit and then come on back with the offense, That'll trick them, and we'll get the first down barely as Tucker Kraft tiptoes on the sidelines. Andrew, we won, Bart. Just enjoy it. After the Brewers, this isn't time to complain. LOL. Oh, yeah. I mean, 4-1 and 1. Look, that's a good enough point. They're 4-1 and 1. They got the win. And winning ugly is more important than losing pretty. And I agree with you with that. I feel like there's a lot that they did that they probably should have lost this game. So I will, I mean, I am happy. I mean, like, if you had a camera on me watching the game, you would see joy. Oh my God, the Broncos beat the Giants. Holy shit. They scored 30. Oh my God. Excuse me. Oh my God. I was just checking because I was texting with Carlos. I saw the Giants came back. Denver didn't score until the third quarter, and they scored 33 points in the... How is that possible? How is that possible? Because I stopped watching Red Zone. All the games all day were blowouts. I stopped watching Red Zone and just focused on the Packers like a good boy. And then I got a text from Carlos, Giants fan, said, I don't know, like I can or what the fuck or something. And then I saw the Giants took the lead, but then the kicker missed the extra point I saw. And I thought, let's check. Jeez. All right. So yeah. So Packers are 4-1-1. And that is what is important. You're right. We can be happy about that. They have the third best record in the league. They're 4-1-1. They tied a game they should have lost, and they won a game they should have lost. It's the Colts at 6-1. Somehow I got to start believing them in them at some point. Buccaneers at 5-1. And then the Packers are 4-1-1. Otherwise, they'd be 4-2 with like seven other teams. So, yeah, I am happy that they won. My brother in Christ, you shit on him against Dallas playing for the tie. You shit on him against, you must mean Arizona playing for the win. No. I'm glad they went. I'm not just gonna see Matt LaFleur make a decision and complain about it because he made it. I'm glad that they went for it. I wish they would have just gone for it. Do you see? Now it all worked out, so why talk about it? Maybe. But maybe not. That's just such like a flawed thing that he did. That is insanely flawed what he did. Now, I'm glad he changed his mind and did the right thing, and I'm glad it worked. Look, this is a smile. You see a smile out of me. I'm happy that they won. There's a lot of positives. I'll get into it. I think Jordan Love, you know, he missed that early throw deep. I'm happy with Jordan Love. The title of this article was Packers, or this video is Packers overcome shaky defense penalties in LaFleur. And I think that that is true. That's accurate. What I could title it Packers. I mean, how would you describe the victory? Dominate? Packers control? Packers. I mean, what? This was a victory that they should feel relieved to have gotten. No, look, I know. Everybody's always negative. I know, but I'm not, I have no qualms about that. The penalties, terrible, 10 of them on the Packers, and I think 6 got called. I just had it up, but then I switched to the Giants box score. And I, you know, there's a lot of things that like, okay, the Packers, I wish you didn't have that penalty and, you know, criticize about the penalties. 10 for the Packers, 6 for the Cardinals. But with the penalties in this game, that's a refereeing crew that calls penalties more than ever. And also, that's the product that the NFL is choosing to give us. Now, could they say less penalties? Let people get away with more stuff? I mean, you don't want it to get blatant, but this is the product that the NFL is giving us. A flag-ridden game. And then the defense, obviously, I mean, we'll all talk about Nate Hobbs and et cetera. Although the defense did come up there at the end, and Micah Parsons with his three sacks, massive. So credit them for coming up there at the end. Leaky, Swiss cheese, bend don't break. But the game was on the defense to win, and then the defense was able to stop them. We'll get to some of you guys here. Remember, we're brought to you by Happy Place Hemp. Promo code is BART. I was going to bring one down, one of the 20 milligrams, because I have some in my fridge. Had one last night. They call that helping hands in the business. So I was going to show you. And I'm not going to drink it. I'm going to drink it tonight after the kid goes down, maybe third quarter of this Niners-Falcons game. But I got one upstairs that I will have in a little bit. And you can get yours. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART. Thanks again if you saw the Brewers Eulogy podcast. Austin did an incredible job, not only filling hosting for 2 seconds, but also with the read. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Promo code is BART, 25% off.
Few things in your home are as important as the mattress on which you sleep. Avocado Green Mattress is next level. Avocado Green Mattresses are certified organic mattresses that deliver luxurious comfort, ergonomic back support, and naturally cool sleep. 3 comfort options, firm, medium, or plush. What does comfort mean to you? For me, comfort is sleeping cool. No tossing, no turning, just deep, refreshing rest. Avocado mattresses are built for your comfort. They're handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. Unlike mattresses with low-quality memory foam, those mattresses break down in a matter of years. And for those of you with back problems, Avocado mattresses feature thousands of steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer and support your body where it needs it most. You'll feel just as good getting into bed as you do getting out of bed. Also, Avocado offers up to 1 year sleep trials and generous warranties for your peace of mind. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and check out Avocado's mattress and bedding sale. Avocado, dream of better.
Listen, life's all about leveling up. Whether you're handling business on the field or kicking it in your zone, you like to celebrate with cigars that match the moment. That's why you should link up with Famous Cigars to bring you a wild deal. Right now, you can grab 8 premium cigars for just $8. You heard that right. 8 top-rated cigars at $1 a stick. Top-quality brands like Oliva, Romeo y Julieta, and Davidoff. Handpicked just for you and worth over $80. Hit up famouscigars.com/cam and lock in this exclusive deal. While you're there, check out their insane selection of premium cigars, all shipped fresh and fast from their massive 20,000 square foot humidor. That's half a football field. Famous Cigars has been in the game since 1939 and still family owned. So celebrate every win with the folks at Famous. 8 cigars for $8. FamousCigars.com/cam.
Okay, Ben L. is looking good. And hot take Jake is in his car again.
Yeah, so I just got home. I went to a Water Street Brewery in Oak Creek with a buddy of mine. And my wife has a friend over with her kids. So, like, I'm going to just kind of wait out this car situation as long as I can.
Oh, okay.
It's not like I don't like her friend. I don't like people.
Yet you went to a bar to watch the game.
Yeah, but I like cool people, you know? And I was just with one person that I like, you know?
And as we all know, if there's one place cool kids hang out in this area, it's Water Street Brewery in Oak Creek.
I mean, they got good burgers. It's close by. You know, I'm not going to divulge my location because I know there's at least one stalker that watches this podcast, but yeah.
There's not. There's not.
Read the comments.
It does not. Since you're talking, your thoughts on the game.
Well, that's definitely a game that if you play in a good team, you lose that game. But you can't apologize for winning in the NFL, and especially you can't apologize for winning on the road in the NFL. So I have a buddy of mine who's a really, really big Cardinals fan, and I told him ahead of time that you should hope that Kyler's not ready to go because Brissett is a better quarterback to beat Green Bay. Green Bay actually has done pretty well with the mobile quarterbacks, and Murray is kind of a guy that he doesn't like to stick in the pocket. As soon as it breaks down a little bit, he takes off and he can, you know, make some wacky plays.
Kyler would have done better on that last drive where Brissett was throwing him into the ground.
I think so, but I don't think Kyler has them in position to win on that last drive, to be fair. Micah Parsons won this game single-handedly for us, so thank God for him. That was great to see. And, you know, while I'm not with LaFleur, okay, I'm trying to choose my words carefully here. He won the game, but my thoughts that he will never win a Super Bowl, even after a win, are only more reinforced after today. His play calling is just odd at times. Again,
that
the whole thing with
play had me. I was laying down most of this game, cozy, well, under a blanket, cuddling with my son. And they tossed this play, and I let out all the GDs and JCs, and I'm just, and I was calm the whole game. And, you know, cause like, you don't want to be, I don't want to be like sports fan always yelling and screaming and after everything. And my wife went out for a little bit during the game, and then I was very calm. And then as soon as she comes in, it's the toss play, and I'm back up there like, you know, stereotypical Packer fan screaming at the TV, thinking that she's thinking that I've been doing this the entire time. And I was not, but that made me angry.
Yeah, you know, it's just I don't understand. You have a guy like Jacobs, and LaFleur is borderline obsessed with moving laterally when trying to run the ball forward. I don't understand it. I think he really thinks he's super smart with some of these play calls. But beyond the play calling, again, it was such a, you put that eloquently, Bart, where you're getting rewarded for bad behavior with blowing the timeout. There was another play. I think they used another timeout where Arizona came up just a yard shy of first down. It was fourth and one. And Green Bay had to call a timeout because it was like, oh, wait, you're going for it? Like, what do you mean? Like, you need to be ready for that. That's the sign of an undisciplined team. So, yeah, they got away with a win. So that is good. That division is starting to get tight. You know, we're moving further into the season. So that's amazing. But, yeah, my thoughts that there's a glass ceiling with this team as LaFleur. We're with LaFleur as the head coach. Nothing has changed there. It's just I hope to be eating a lot of crow one day, but I really don't want to stick around to be proven right even further.
Ben, good to see you again. Great hat. Great hat.
Thank you.
What do you think?
You know, two things can be true. In the words of Bart Winkler,
classic.
Right? We can have a bad coach and still win a game in spite of him. I think the formula to beat the Packers was a little bit on display today with McBride just dinking and dunking and making plays all over our defense, and Hobbs is really suspect. It's a win. You know, we had a gritty defensive win. Parsons saved the day, had some great sacks, made his money for sure today. And, I mean, we got a win. So, I'm not mad. I'm impressed that they came back, they fought through, and they pulled out the W. Had they not, I think it would be a pretty large swing of the needle the other direction. So, they kept it good. 4-1-1 is good. Can't complain about 4-1-1 other than the tie. You can complain about the tie.
Well, and I think the best part about any of this is that we are getting the chance to once again. It's been a while. Matt in the Falls.
Hello. I'm back.
Matt in the Falls. Matt in the Falls. Matt in the Falls. Matt in the Falls. What's up, Matt?
Feel the excitement.
Matt in the Falls.
Oh, I'm about to take the energy down, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
What do you think? What do you think, Matt?
This team stinks. This team stinks to high heaven. I don't know how. This is the worst 4-1-1 team in the history of football. I don't know how it's possible.
Matt in the Falls. Matt in the Falls.
Ooh. Jake's all about it, though. He just needed a little launching point.
I love the Micah Parsons, though. I was the third sack of the night gave me goosebumps. Without him, I don't know where we are.
Holy shit, is that Matt?
That's Matt in the phone. What are you shitting me?
Yeah.
Sorry, I was talking to the friend that I was trying to avoid. She came out and she came up to my car and I had to talk to her. But Matt, dude, I didn't know you were alive. What's up, man?
I am.
Getting his name.
There I am.
I miss you, you handsome little devil, you.
Oh, thank you. I've lost a lot of weight.
Congrats.
Nobody looks good.
Thank you.
I love you too, Ben, by the way. I don't want to just not spread
thanks,
the love.
Jake.
Just saying. It's Matt.
How much did you lose?
46 pounds so far.
What?
Yeah.
Yep.
Shit.
I mean, your face does look, I guess, thinner, but I don't see your body.
This is all the camera, you know, all this extra weight.
Yeah.
Show it. Prove it.
I'm not going shirtless. Maybe another time. Next time I'm in the bathtub. I'll be in the bathtub next time.
Do you have any tricks of the trade?
Eat fewer calories than you use.
Calories in, calories out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all these diets.
As old as time.
That's been the thing that is whenever, calories in, calories out does it.
Yeah. Every two meals a day makes it easier.
Skip breakfast? I skip breakfast.
Mostly, yeah. Have an apple, maybe.
I eat at noon and I eat at 5:30.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then no late night snacks, no Wendy's trips after the show.
That's the hard one, the late night snacks.
No, I try and I'm usually pretty good.
That's good.
Usually pretty good.
Yeah, but that Taco Bell 2K menu is a killer.
It is. They got the double decker back and the 7-layer burrito.
Chili cheese burrito with sour cream all day.
Matt, you got any more? You want to expound on those thoughts? I can read some comments or we can.
I mean, we don't have. There's nobody that excites me at wide receiver. I mean, Golden looks good. But I don't like when Jordan Love throws it downfield. I don't really get excited. It's more of like a what's going to happen type feeling as the ball's traveling through the air because we don't have that guy where I'm like, okay, it's going to him. He's going to bring it down. It's just like, oh, well, who knows? Is Dobbs going to catch? I don't know.
I feel like, and I'm a big Jordan Love, proponent, defender.
He's good.
But when he throws at the sideline, it does feel like that ball's in the air for fucking ever.
But that sideline pass to Golden on, was that 3rd and 4?
It just hangs.
The one to Kraft was the really bad one.
I thought it was nice.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. I thought that was going to get, I thought that was going to be a pick six back.
Well, the one to Kraft that went through Kraft's hands. That's not on Love, is it?
No, I'm talking about it was to the bottom of the screen as we were watching.
Yeah, bottom right.
A route to Golden or whatever you want to call it.
I have a friend that, just every time Jordan Love does something bad, I get a message about this guy sucks, no football smarts, going all the way to criticize his demeanor, wondering if he doesn't care. I mean, I just like constantly watching the game.
Is his name Ryan Horvat?
No. When Jordan Love does something, I'm like, oh, here comes the text. And sure enough. And then the second half, I got no text.
That's good.
Love has been lights out all season statistically. There's been a few bad plays, but I mean, you're not going to get a perfect quarterback.
We had a 93 rating today. That's lower than normal. He had 179 yards and a touchdown. Jacobs did play 13 of 55, 2 scores. Dobbs somehow had 6 catches in there. Kraft came alive late. Golden, it looked like, was going to be a big part of the game. And then
what's Wilson's stat line? I think he's getting too much run, personally. I know that Jacobs is injured.
Yeah.
But where's Lloyd? Where's somebody else to take some weight off the run?
Yeah, 6 for 17 for him.
Brutal. That's bad.
Lloyd and Cancun.
The fumble was huge. You know, I just want to make sure I mention all the good things. Sorry. Because right away I was getting bombed with I'm being too negative.
Good thing I could take that away from you.
Well, I mean, they won a game.
Yeah.
I remember I took off once against – I went to Jacksonville. It was week one. And if Radio Joe is listening, I love you. I miss you. He filled in for me. And the first thing he said was like, okay, Packers won, but there's a lot to complain about. And people are like, oh, fucking Joe's complaining and this shit. And I'm like, well, was there, I mean, yeah, it's first game of the year, so you get happy, okay. But it shouldn't be if they win, let's talk about all the good, ignore the bad. And if they're bad, let's talk about all the bad, ignore the good. I think there's bigger goals here for this team. It's the same reason when Buffalo skates by teams or loses to teams. People are like, well, there's a difference between the Bears being 4-2 and scraping by.
Are they?
They're learning to win. And they should be excited about that. It doesn't really matter how they win. With the Packers, yeah, I mean, you still want to win rather than lose, but are there, like, and, you know, they got a whole year to work on it. But that shit, LaFleur, like, that, where's the confidence in Love right away? That's what I'm saying. Where's the confidence in your offense? Why don't you make that decision first? Now, I guess I should give him credit because he showed growth by doing the right thing or the thing that worked, but he wasted a timeout. Oh, I'll give credit, though. I saw this comment. Let me give credit. Nice job by LaFleur calling a play to get into field position for a field goal attempt at the end of the half. Because that
true
was a huge difference.
That was huge. Huge.
Late in that game.
Yeah.
And do we have a kicker?
I think there's plenty. Positive about. I think this team, a lot of LaFleur teams start slow. In years past, this team might have been 2-3 right now, and they're 4-1-1, so that's a positive. Jordan Love generally has been a slow starter in the early seasons that we've seen him, and so far he's been really, really good to start. So if he's going to get better as the season goes on like he typically does, maybe we're on a better trajectory than we're used to. And again, I know we brought up Micah Parsons. Like, besides the 3 sacks, the dude had, 15 pressures today. I mean, he put the defense on his damn back. So there's plenty to be positive about, but there's still a lot of old habits that we hate to see. And that's my biggest point. It's like, come on, dude. You're too far in now. You gotta stop this shit.
Jim says, I think we finally got LaFleur to be more – Matt? I think we finally got LaFleur to be more aggressive. And if that's with hesitation, F it. Going for fourth down was a great call. Steelbird JT, I'll give them this. They showed some actual grit in the second half. Jake, where's everybody dipping out here? Bobby, the offense seems to flow better when they just pounded the Jacobs and hit Kraft rather than that cute shit Matt LaFleur calls sometimes.
Yeah, I want to comment on the Kraft stuff. I think it's working really well. But if a team figures it out, we're going to be in a little bit of trouble. Because right now, he ran the same red zone play against the Bengals and against the Cardinals this week to Kraft, you know, doing a quick block and then release to the right for a 10, 15-yard touchdown. And it works. I mean, I don't think they can stop it. But if someone figures it out, what's our plan B? I think it should be Jacobs up the middle, but we'll see what he does. I think it's a good play. I just hope that it keeps working all season.
Mike says, that was certainly a football game. Bruce City says, it's a win. It's about the journey. It's week 6, LOL. I believe it's week 7 of the NFL.
Another positive, we came out pretty healthy.
Yeah, what's up with Quay?
I don't know. Yeah, that. Who's his backup? I don't know that.
John says Rodgers 300 yards next week.
I'm not betting against that.
Yeah, Rodgers certainly going to be motivated. He was motivated against Flacco, and then the fact that he lost that game. Rodgers is going to be motivated. He's going to try to go Favre Raiders the night after Irv passed.
DK is going to light us up.
And what I mean by that, not to be insensitive, but what I mean by that is Favre, if you remember that game, was just
play like a man
shit.
Possessed. Yeah,
he was chucking shit down the field. But his receivers worked for him.
They did. That was a great game. I got a little bit of goosebumps thinking about it. But I almost threw the Favre jersey on today, decided against it because it's white. But because I was, never mind, don't want to get it dirty.
I thought Quay Walker played really well today. Our front 7 is good. That's something to move forward with. That's from Charles. I like the new kicker because McManus can't even sniff 60 yards.
I don't know about that. Did you talk about the football being different for the kicking game now versus the ball used in the regular, you know?
Yeah, so the ball, the last few years, they have had a K ball.
Okay.
A kicking ball. But this year, the K ball you could only use during the games. And now this year, they let them just have it, which I don't know that that's a big enough. Like, is that not a story that should be? There's a different ball they use on a different play. Wow.
I would think that could get more media attention or more attention in general, that these kicks are going further. They're making them from longer distances because of this special ball. Like, just like Tom Brady had Deflategate, this is K-ball gate, I guess.
But nobody seems to mind. Like, if I was an old kicker, all these records are being broken.
Yeah. Yeah, that's – I mean –
Who had the record? Crosby? Like a 59-yarder maybe?
Oh, for Green Bay, yeah, that's kind of disappointing. Crosby's probably out for that one. I think it was 59.
Like, I've been kicking with – I had to kick with that hard ball. Now you're like
– K-ball like in a dome?
Balls. They're like Nerf balls. They're not the same. So they're a lot worse. For sure. What else you got, Ben? Anything else?
Just really impressed with Micah Parsons today. I think that was the game changer MVP for us. It's a win. We're 4-1-1, and as Packer fans, we complained a lot. I would like to walk away from a win and talk more about like a few things that we can improve upon instead of so many things that we can improve upon. But it is week 6, so next week will be fun. I'm excited for that.
Yeah. next week's going to be insane.
Yeah.
Packers Steelers. I don't think we've been really thinking about it. At least I haven't.
I haven't either, but Rodgers has been phenomenal. And the Steelers, I wanted to call into your national show because you talked a little bit about their range of outcome. I can't think of a team that has a wider range of outcome. Like, they could run the table. Rodgers could get hurt. They could go 50, you know, 500. But it's just interesting how Tomlin never has a losing season, it seems.
The Browns got a win today. That shakes things up. Maybe the Bengals are alive.
Are the Browns alive?
Are the Browns back?
No, bad. Are they actually bad? Like,
well, it's hard to tell when you beat the Dolphins.
Yeah.
They kicked the shit out of the Dolphins today. What does that tell us?
I guess it doesn't tell us much. But are the Colts good?
I don't think so, but then now they beat the...
The Chargers.
Beat the Chargers.
Like 31-6, I thought it was. Maybe I read it wrong.
At Boar's Head, we make game day entertaining, elevated, and effortless. Whether you order catering platters ahead from your local deli or create your own spread with premium deli meats and cheeses, you're sure to impress your guests with the very best. Fan favorites like oven gold turkey paired with our classic Vermont cheddar are sure to score big. Game-winning flavor in every bite. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is this a real LaFleur quote? Oh, my God. Of all the people to be saying this.
What did he say?
Aaron Nagler. LaFleur on the decision to try and push for the field goal at the end of the half. Scared money don't make money.
He said that? Let's turn back the clock to the Cowboys-Packers tie. with 1 second left, and he just kicks the field goal. Scared money don't make money. Is that what he said?
That's
sounds like a t-shirt.
Scared money don't make money.
I guess I think he's feeling himself a little bit too much for beating a Cardinals team without a starting quarterback. I mean, I don't think that Brissett gives them an edge over Kyler. I think that's a little bit of a hot take from Jake. I think we would have had a lot more trouble with Kyler Murray.
Wow. Unbelievable. Scared money don't make money.
All right. I'm going to head out. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Ben.
Hopefully fall into the national show one of these days.
All right. Yeah. I'll be there. I'm just working on a tweet that I'm so proud of. I use the financier meme to say, Matt LaFleur, the guy who plays for ties. I'm so witty, funny, clever. A lot of women like me. A lot of moms at the school pickup line wish that they would have met me sooner. Why do we always go for 35 plus when we need three or less on fourth and third down? That's from Justin. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. It works. It's like it's third and one. Let's run the toss play to not Jacobs. All right, fourth and two. Love, chuck it deep. Works every time. Bobby, Aaron Rodgers thrives off revenge and proving people who didn't want him wrong. I would not be surprised if he throws 5 touchdowns unless Parsons gets after his ass. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has done a great job of finding that chip on his shoulder and motivating himself to prove to those who have slighted him or have wronged him in any way that you made a mistake. You either doubted me or passed on me or didn't believe in me, didn't want me in free agency. Rodgers is really, really good at that, except when it's the 49ers. Rodgers is really, really good at that. Just looking for other comments. And I'm still scrolling through the comments. Stalus Tom, how about focusing on Golden that first quarter and then Matt LaFleur forgot he was on the team? Yeah. I captained him in my DraftKings. I would have liked some more stats there. Thank you, Cardinals, for focusing on McBride. Helped to remind LaFleur that he is a really good tight end, too. Stalus Tom, you've done it again. Stalus Tom. Packers win 27-23. Jordan Love, good. Josh Jacobs, needed. 13 carries, was that enough? They had a pitch count on him early, but you know he banged it in when they wanted. I wondered at the end of the game, and maybe a lot of you did, and I'll give LaFleur credit for this because I am glad they did what they did. Would you have, when the Packers had the ball, would you have, they had a first down at the 1, minute 50 to go. Would you have tried to let the Cardinals lose their timeouts? And I don't think the timing on that would have really help. So there was Cardinals had 3 timeouts. Packers had the ball with a minute 50. Josh Jacobs ran it in right away. And that was good. They scored. They could have like sort of ran it in or tried to run it in or, you know, pretended like they ran it or kneel down and then try to score on like 3rd or 4th down. Because then the Cardinals would have been using their timeouts. Packers still would have got the touchdown. And then when the Cardinals get the ball back, they don't have any timeouts to play with. I think the Packers did the right thing. I think you gotta score. There could be a turnover. You got to score. So it was something that I thought maybe if didn't happen, you could, if they didn't win, you could go back to that. But the Cardinals had three timeouts. If they only had one timeout, maybe you get a little crazy because they would be forced to use it. But I'm good with how that played out. Obviously, even more so that they got the win. Carl says, LaFleur has to be the most overrated play caller in the league, twice running the ball in short yardage out of shotgun. So dumb. At some point, you know, I'd almost like Jordan Love to just be like, forget this, man. I'm not tossing the football. I'm not. If you want to give it to Josh Jacobs and take it out of my hand, I am not tossing the football. I will pass on that. Scared money don't make money, uttered by Matt LaFleur. That is unbelievable. Packers said his confidence in Jordan Love drove the decision to call the timeout. When our quarterback is coming off and I can see the disdain on his face, no matter what we call, this guy's going to make it work. So, okay, silver lining maybe. Maybe now you believe in your quarterback that you paid $55 million to. It doesn't matter what you and I say about Jordan Love. It doesn't matter what I'm getting texted about Jordan Love. It doesn't matter what anybody says about Jordan Love. Because there's one guy who doesn't believe in his quarterback, and that's Matt LaFleur. So hopefully, you know, this is what it took. And God knows what would happen if LaFleur went out there and didn't execute, or Love went out there and didn't execute. Then you'd never get another chance. So it ended up working, and maybe it all works out because now he's got more confidence, and let's Love be, like I said, say it with me, say the line, Bart, getting rewarded for bad behavior. When talking heads talk about a trade leading to wins, Goody bought his team a win this week. Micah Parsons. I slightly feel bad for any offensive lineman one-on-one versus Parsons every single time his dude not double team. He's either pressuring or sacking them. The guy on him was lost. And that's what they probably knew. He can't hold Micah Parsons this week because they were bitching about it. John says, Man, are you going to get your ass kicked next week? By Pittsburgh? Who knows? Anything's possible. I'll take the Packers for a dub. We underestimated how good Rodgers was at checking out of LaFleur's bad play calling. Why does LaFleur get cute in big moments? I don't know. It's like there's things that he has to do. Maybe he's got like OCD or something. There's things that I have to do. Like, I don't even want to tell you. There's fucked up things that I... Sometimes if I'm walking, all of a sudden in my head, I'll be like, if you go this way, you live. And if you go this way, you die. That's pretty fucked up, right? So I did tell you. But is LaFleur like, I need to call a toss in this game? Is it like, don't step on the crack or you break your mother's back? Don't call a toss and everyone you know will be lost? I don't know. It's weird. Packers get the win. We are happy. I think we said a lot of positive things, did we not? We said some positive things. Some of the things that we're concerned about showed that we should still be concerned about those things. There's maybe some new things to be concerned about. There's maybe some other things to not be concerned about. But they got the win. They're 4-1-1. They did not give up 33 points in the fourth quarter of a football game. I cannot believe that. I got to watch the highlights. Man, I cannot believe that. But a good week, especially after what had happened with Milwaukee. Sad that they lost on Friday night. Was hoping to at least watch them one more time and have them lose on Saturday. No way it was going to game six. But they got the win. We're happy about that. And we move forward and we have the Steelers next week. Not sure what the podcast schedule will be this week. Image Song Vacation. I don't have the Brewers to talk about. I'll try to slap something together Otherwise, we will be live after Packers Steelers. No doubt about that. Thank you all. Get in the voicemails, 402-915-BART. Get your Happy Place hemp purchases. Look in the YouTube comments. There's a bunch of other stuff that I have links for. Some I'm just finding out about. But as always, go Pack, go. And thank you for stopping into... Wait. John, is this the John that's been shitting on... John, I get it. You're a Bears fan? Stop messaging me. Every place I go. The Brewers suck. Packers suck. There you go. All right. Thank you for stopping into the Winklerverse.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, and report phishing scams. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and also fixes identity theft, guaranteed or your money back. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com/special offer. Terms apply.